Detective Eric Edson is in with us from the Sheboygan Police Department. So, if you're a regular listener, you know, Eric joins us, keeps us on top of scams and fraud and all sorts of stuff of that nature. You want to talk this morning about the Internet of Things. We've talked about this off and on for, I don't know, last year or so.
Yeah, it's been a while, but it's something just to bring back to people's attention because it's becoming more and more prevalent. Everywhere you look, these devices are out there. The Internet of Things just refers to the class of devices with built-in network capability that send and receive data. There's tons of examples in industry, in businesses, healthcare, government, even in our homes. The most common IoT device is your cell phone. Obviously, it connects to the internet and is able to send and receive data. But people, especially in our homes, we have things like Amazon Alexa or Google Home. I hope I didn't set off a bunch of people's Amazon Alexa by saying Alexa. But televisions and speakers or smart speakers, security cameras, thermostats, plugs, light bulbs, even refrigerators that connect to the internet, and you can see what's in there. It'll keep track. You can do like a shopping order and keep track of things on your refrigerator. It's insane. Even in cars, a lot of cars are connected to the internet now. Utility meters and even medical devices. There are pacemakers, insulin pumps, all kinds of things that connect to the internet and transmit that data. And obviously, anytime you connect something to the internet, then there are security concerns. And that's really where a lot of these devices fall short. Anytime that you have a connection to the internet, it's certainly susceptible to being breached by a bad actor. And once they get into your network, you might not think that having your thermostat connected to the internet is a big thing, but if someone is able to get into that connection, they can see your whole home network and thereby get into other devices of yours. So, unfortunately, a lot of vendors don't prioritize this security. A lot of it is based on convenience and a lot of it is based on cost. So people want to be, or manufacturers want to be competitive, so they price their items low so that people will buy them and put them. I mean, I remember back several years ago when the Alexa devices started becoming more and more popular, they were basically giving them away, especially at like Black Friday, things like that, just to get them into people's houses. Yeah. And then once you're used to using them, you know, there you go. So a lot of times they come with either no security or very low security. Most times you'll be able to have like a password for it, and a lot of them come with default passwords, but those passwords are well known and easily exploitable if you don't change them yourself. And a lot of people either don't think to change them or just don't think that it's that big a deal. Like, again, who's going to hack into my thermostat? Why would they do that? So, you know, changing those passwords, changing those default settings to be more secure is really important. Also, updating the firmware. Firmware is the software that your device runs on that allows it to do its thing and connect to the internet, making sure that you're doing regular updates. The older your device, the more likely that it probably is not supported anymore by that manufacturer. Sure. And is not receiving updates. So you really shouldn't be hanging on to some of those old legacy devices that just aren't supported anymore just to save a few bucks, because it's really creating a substantial risk of security, cybersecurity to your home if you have that device connected to the internet.
Sure.
Most of these devices will connect via a smartphone or a tablet or something like that. So make sure that your smartphone or tablet or computer has updated security software that might be able to detect malware or any kind of malicious software that might be attacking that system. Make sure you have that two-factor authentication that we've talked about before. And also know what data that these apps are collecting. And that's what we're going to get into in just a second after we talk about the security. Is it's, in my opinion, it's kind of scary, some of the data that these apps are collecting. So in order to be more secure, you know, setting up that secure router, everything usually in your house will connect through a router. That's how all your Wi-Fi devices connect to your internet connection. It's kind of like the front door to all of your home network stuff. So make sure that you use a strong password. Change it from the default password to something strong. We've talked about how to create strong passwords in the past. Make sure that you have WPA2 enabled. That's the Wi-Fi Protected Access standard. That's the highest standard right now for your internet connection. Make sure you're doing that. Okay. And then consider setting up a guest network. So the FBI recently recommended that any IoT devices should not be connected to your main home network. That way, if there is a data breach, they're not able to connect to your laptop or to any kind of sensitive data. Most home routers today do have the option to have a guest network, or you could just buy a second router if that's more appealing to you. But having those Internet of Things devices all on one router instead of a separate router rather than on one home one is what the FBI recommends to provide more substantial security. What they say is your refrigerator should not be on the same network that your laptop is on, because your laptop has a lot of sensitive data, personal information, financial information, whereas your refrigerator is just really who cares. So making sure that you're kind of putting a little firewall, so to speak, between those two network connections.
Makes sense.
Review the terms of service and the default privacy settings on your devices. Make sure that you know what they are and that you understand them. A lot of people will just click through that terms of service. They don't read what's being collected or how those systems are updated, and that's a mistake. Take a couple minutes. Make sure that you're not tired or ready for bed, because they are boring, but you need to make sure that you're understanding what those privacy and security setting policies are. Research products carefully. Not everyone is created equally. Know what steps the manufacturer has taken to protect your privacy. Maybe spend a little bit extra money for the most updated version that has those updated settings and privacy protections for you. And then finally, update the firmware. Buy the most updated devices. Avoid used or refurbished things that you might find on Craigslist or Facebook. And remove unsupported devices from your network. They're a huge security risk, and you just need to remove them from your network.
All right. And another concern is privacy, right?
Well, that's to me, I mean, security is a big one, because a lot can happen with your, if someone gets a hold of your system, like eavesdropping on your cameras. Imagine, you know, someone hacking into your system and being able, if you have a camera in your infant's room, a baby cam or something like that, or even your doorbell camera, or can listen into your Google Home device, something like that. So those are big security concerns, but same with privacy. You know, big data, we hear a lot of stories almost every day about big data and how all the data breaches, all the information that they're collecting about us. So before you use any of these devices, like I said, make sure that you understand what information that they're collecting. Amazon, Google, they all have websites that have, if you're not sure where to go, just Google whatever device it is and then the words privacy settings, and it'll take you to a website. Read it. Make sure that you understand how that device works, how it collects the data. What can you do to either limit the collection of that data or delete it altogether? Some devices will allow you to disable that data collection. Some of them will allow you to just delete either in increments of a couple months, like every 3 months, delete my data. Or you can go in and do it manually. You can delete it. Amazon, you can go in and listen to every voice recording that you've ever made. If you haven't deleted any of them, you go in and you can hear what Alexa heard you say.
Really?
And what's being sent to Amazon. Now, Amazon says they don't listen all the time, and you know that may be true, but it also may not be true. So there's been stories about how human beings are behind some of this technology, and you know, when you have a human being, that's a weak link in the system. So they could easily, you have someone who's disgruntled or someone who has bad intentions, they could easily use that data for bad purposes. And then just making sure that there's support for updates. So, you know, these devices are great. They make our lives easy and convenient and do a lot of cool things. Home automation, things like that. A lot of people get into that, being able to turn your thermostat up on your way home instead of waiting to get there, being able to unlock your door, but understand what the risks are as well.
Yeah.
Weigh the balance, and then really understand what data they're collecting. Because I guarantee you, if you go home tonight and go into, if you have one of these devices and look into what information they've collected or how they use that data, you'd be surprised. I think a lot of people don't realize how much data they're collecting and how they retain and use that data.
I think you're probably right. We're out of time, Eric.
Okay.
Thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
All right.